This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. Sad news for those of us in the United States today. Wilma Mankiller, the former chief of the Cherokee Nation, died after suffering from pancreatic cancer and other problems. She was the first chief of a major American Indian tribe and one of the very few women to lead a major tribe. She died on Tuesday. We're joined now by Chad Smith. He's the principal chief of the Cherokee Nation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell me a little bit about William Mankiller? Among Native people, but among all Americans, this is a woman who just really made an impact, not just for Cherokees, but for all Native people.
I think that's very true. And one of the greatest reasons is that she was well-grounded, she was approachable, she knew our history. She personified those cultural attributes that led to women to excel in the leadership roles. And she just never lost it. Probably the moment that I remember best that captured her was that her family and my wife's family are buried at the same place at Chota Church in the Cherokee Nation, not far from Tahlequah, our capital. And during that event, people go out and put flowers on the graves, and they have a church service. And she was sitting on the front porch of this little rural church in a white dress, and kids, nieces and nephews running all around, carrying on, and she was talking to them, playing with them. And just 3 days earlier, she got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor in the United States. And you would have never known that just days before, the president was pinning such a high honor on her. It's just the strength of her humility made her approachable, made her listen to people, made her evaluate, but she was decisive. Once she understood the issue, she set a course and created a vision and proceeded.
Her name, Mankiller, is a traditional Cherokee rank, but she used to joke about her name, saying that it was a title that was well-earned, and she had a reputation for really facing conflicts head-on.
Well, she did face conflict, but I think the thing that was so remarkable about her, it wasn't a confrontational accepting of adversity. She was very precise. She, regardless of the emotions flaring about, she would listen to the other person and try to genuinely find out why they thought the way they did, so she could have the best of analysis of a situation. Then she would proceed. But certainly she never shied down from an issue. When she believed in an issue and made a decision, that's the way it was going to be.
Well, under her leadership, she led the Cherokee Nation from 1985 to 1995. The tribe tripled its enrollment. They doubled employment for members of the tribe and built a number of new health centers. They established new children's programs. The tribe itself flourished under the leadership of William Mankiller, but truly not just all American women, not all Native American women, but all Americans mourn the loss of a former Cherokee Nation chief, Wilma Mankiller, the first chief of a major American Indian tribe.
As always, to see our future, you need only look back to our past. We as a people have endured war, mass removal, loss of life, land, resources, and rights, and a wholesale attempt by the United States government to assimilate us. But here we are in the 21st century, we're still standing.
Thanks to Chad Smith, the chief of the Cherokee Nation.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.